So if you're not among the tens of millions of Americans who watch and vote for American Idol, meeting Elliot Yameen from season 5 is a good place to start.
You made it your own, Elliot, because you are one funky white boy.
That was Elliot Yameen making quite an impression on Paula Abdul. Yameen is that classic Idol story. Young guy from Richmond, Virginia, who dropped out of high school, bounced around in odd jobs, got his GED, and then tried out for American Idol and placed third. His warm, self-effacing personality, his soulful vibe, awesome pipes, all combined with his love for his mom, sure won over fans of the show. Elliot's covered R&B classics from Donny Hathaway to Stevie Wonder, and that flavor runs throughout his second album, Fight for Love. Here is the title song.
You're the reason, the air I'm breathing, so don't go leaving. Cause loving you's the only thing that ever really touched my soul.
So that's Elliot Yameen and his second album since appearing on American Idol. And he's joining us from NPR West. Elliot, welcome.
Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm doing well. So Paula Abdul noted that you're one funky white boy. where this funk? Where exactly do you find it?
I think it just comes from, my environment, my background, where I grew up and how I grew up. I was introduced to soul music at a very young age. My mom was a soul singer, and when I was a kid, I remember trying to emulate Stevie Wonder's sound and Donny Hathaway sound, and it's just part of who I am. You know, I'm a soulful kind of dude.
It sounds that way. Well, I hope you can take us through some of these new songs. If we could play a little bit of the first cut on the new album, it's Let Love Be.
I see you for the star that you are, but you gotta stop. You should have changed your heart, yeah, yeah. Everybody knows when you find true love, you might not find it again, so take it by the hand and let love be.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about your post-American Idol life. Your last album was incredibly successful. How did you transition from being a part of American Idol to being Elliot Yameen?
There really was no transition. I'm still Elliot Yameen. I'm still the funky white Jewish boy from Richmond, Virginia. Everything that we went through on the show, all the hoops and that whole machine coming out on the other end, I feel like I've really handled it well. And I learned how to handle it well all from the show. You know, it was like a celebrity boot camp, if you will.
What is the part of the boot camp? I mean, what prepares you to be a celebrity if you're on American Idol?
Well, you know, there was media, you know, we did tons of media blitzes. We would shoot music videos every week, or we would record background vocals for the group songs they do every week. I mean, our plate was really full. We had a really busy schedule. And all of that prepared me for everything that I do now in the business, you know, things like we're doing now, you know, this interview. And I'm just happy to be here, man.
Let's play a little more music. This is a cut called Can't Keep On Loving You. And talk about some of those things, how things have kind of changed for you as we listen to your music now.
Yeah, this is my one of my favorites on the album, actually.
She's always on my mind. There's no room left for thinking. I'm tired of waiting, slowly fading. It needs to happen now. Cause I'm running out of time. And I feel this ship is sinking. The doors are closing, I am frozen. I need her around, and it feels like we belong together. Can someone tell me where do I start?
There's this kind of desperation you hear in my voice when I'm saying, you know, how do I get close? When this girl looks like an angel, and I'm kind of like admiring her from afar, you know?
Well, I'm sure your fans want to know this is a love album. Are you in a relationship right now?
I am in a relationship. We've been my girlfriend and I have been together for almost three years in May.
And she's a model, I understand?
She is, yeah.
Who is she, if you can tell?
She's a looker. her name is Jamie Pates. When you're in a relationship, it always helps because whether it's good or bad or up or down, there's always something to talk about. And sing about and write about, you know?
Singing the truth. You made a decision to go with an independent label, Hickory Records. What was behind that?
initially I was offered a publishing deal through a couple of songs that I had wrote and submitted to Danny Strick at Sony ATV Publishing. And Danny, my manager Jeff, and I, we collectively kind of came to this agreement to just put the record out, do it ourselves, kind of resurrect this funk label that existed back in the 70s called Hickory. And it was a label owned by Sony. And so we wanted to do things our own way and not have to rely on the suits at the big labels, you know. I'm very proud of that most, to kind of capitalize on the exposure that I got on the show and, you know, kind of turn that into a career has been amazing. And I couldn't have done it without the team of individuals I have around me, you know.
So are you still watching the show, American Idol?
I am, of course. I'll always be a fan of the show. You know, they're definitely doing different things to keep it interesting, and they still have an amazing viewership. It goes so hand-in-hand with post-Idol artists, you know. It's a two-way street. It helps my career if the show is still around, and if I'm still around and still successful, it kind of helps them too. So,
do you have a favorite this season?
I really love Danny Gokey. I love how he sings from the heart. He really sings with a lot of emotion, and you can really hear the pain in his voice.
Deep as a river, come rain or come shine, I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things.
I think that's why I always get, you know, that guy reminds me of you, man. You know, everybody always tells me Danny reminds them of me.
It is a small club. I mean, what about some of the people your year? Catherine McPhee, Taylor Hicks. You all still stay in touch too?
We do. We do actually. I'm really close with Taylor, and that was my family for 3-4 months. I made some really good close friends and met some amazing people, not just contestant wise, but people that work, you know, behind the scenes, like stage managers and camera guys and people in the band and just everybody. Everybody across the board is just. You know, stand-up people.
I also noted your mom was always a big part of your Idol, American Idol time, and she died not too long ago, and certainly my condolences.
Thank you.
It wasn't long after you were on the show. What do you think she would say about the success we're seeing from you now?
She'd probably be cavelling all over the place, and that means she'd be crying everywhere. I'm so blessed to have had that opportunity to share that whole experience with her, you know, and for her to see the man that I had become. Life goes on, but it's so weird without her. You know, I still pick up the phone and I call her, and the phone will be dialing, and I realize, well, wait a minute, she's not here anymore. You know, and it's just, she's always been the first person that I would call when any news, anything that ever happened. My best friend. I know she'd just be really proud. She'd be tickled with pride. You know.
Okay, can we hear her inspiration? Any of the songs on this new album?
There's a song called Someday on there that usually when I play it for people, there's not a dry eye in the room, you know? So that's when you know you're doing something right.
Woke up this morning, needed to talk. Picked up the phone and started to call. And that's when it hit me that you were gone.
Is that tough to perform sometimes?
You know, I actually haven't performed that song yet, but... I'm sure it will be.
Well, people certainly remember her images and watching you during the show. I've been talking to Elliot Yameen. He's now out with his second album, Fight for Love. Elliot, thanks so much for being with us, and good luck to you.
Thanks for making time for us, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
I try to carry on, but something's missing inside. I just want to know if you're above me. Show me some kind of sign.
And if you can't get enough of Elliot Yameen, you can go to our website, npr.org, and hear some of his full songs. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green. Scott Simon returns next week. And Scott, if you're out there, you can tweet me. You know it gets a little lonely in this studio sometimes.